The Hastings Raiders boys lacrosse team is surging towards the sectional playoffs and have been playing some of their best lacrosse of the year over the past 2 weeks. The Raiders stand at 7-5 overall and will close out their regular season at home at McNamara Stadium at Todd Field Thursday at 7 p.m. against the Henry Sibley Warriors. And that's coming off of Monday's big 14-7 win against Northfield. Head coach Brady Wasvik of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday with an update of the last handful of Raider games.
Yeah, I'm looking at my schedule here. I got to go back quite a ways to catch everybody up. Yeah, we played Matamidi, and that's always a really, really tough game. They are a really good program. And then this sounds, you know, weird to a hockey or a soccer guy, but we're down by 4 goals going into the fourth quarter. That's doable in lacrosse. That's very doable. And so we were in a good spot in that game, and just a couple penalties didn't go our way and ended up kind of Matamidi. I ran away with it a little bit. But we came in as underdogs against Woodbury, and we handled them quite easily. Went up to Trimac, fought off a little rain, and had a nice 10-goal victory there. And then we rolled into Bloomington-Jefferson, which on paper, they were supposed to handle us. We ended up losing 10-9 in a game that we didn't really get into a rhythm until halftime. And so I'd love to have that game back. And then right on into Creighton, another 8-9 loss. But right there the whole game, for the most part, and guys playing really well. We needed some ammo to go into section seating meeting with. Was playing a tough Northfield team, and the boys handled their business. For 4 quarters, they played really good lacrosse. So very proud of them. We got Henry Sibley on Thursday, and hoping that's a game where we can get a lot of guys, a lot of touches, and kind of lap around the bases for some of our seniors at Todd Field.
In that handful of games that the Raiders just had over a 2-week period, one of them that really stands out to me is the win against Woodbury. The Raiders on a Saturday, their lone Saturday game of the regular season, on a hot day nonetheless, find a way to go on the road and beat the Woodbury Royals 15-8 in their own stadium? It seemed like so many things were working against the Raiders heading into that one game, but it might have been one of the best they've played all year. Coach Wasvik explains.
That was a game, like I said, they're a tough team. We've gone up there and gone back and forth over the years. We were really ready for a difficult task in front of us, especially having just played Matamidi and then St. Thomas the week before. The guys came in prepared, and you know, I don't ever want to say this, but that was one of those games where I felt comfortable on the sidelines the entire game because the guys just went out there and handled business from the first whistle. And that's what you got to see, especially rolling into playoff time against a team like Woodbury especially.
Another road win that Coach Wasvik is very proud about is their 14-4 road victory at Trimac. And that game now is known as the Luke Chorlton match. The freshman Chorlton is also up for some recognition from the Minnesota Lacrosse Hub. Coach Wasvik with more, including how you yourself can vote on Chorlton's performances as one of the tops in the state.
Yeah, we've read the scoring around this year a lot, and there's been games where some of our top guys have gotten shut down, as happens in every single sport. But Luke Chorlton, freshman attacker, consistently, every single game has found a way to put points up on the board. Even against some of our other guns get shut down against St. Thomas or Matamidi, he consistently put up points. I'm just looking at it right now. Right now, he's tied for 9th in the state for assists. He's only 6 out of the lead with a game left. 35 goals this year. And then you pair that with Alex Thompson, senior attackman, who's got 43 goals this year. He's 7th in state in goals right now, and again, with one game to go. We got some guys that are putting points up, but for Luke to put up a 10-point game, that's something to be noted. And we actually got a cool little accolade potentially coming our way. As coaches, we all enter our stats onto this Minnesota Lacrosse Hub website called mnlaxhub.com. Every week they do a top performer of the week, and for that week, that Trimac week, Luke is one of the nominees, and you can vote for him on mnlaxhub.com. Scroll down to top performers of the week tab. It's a big square. You can't miss it on their website, and you give him a vote because, boy, if not just for that game but for the season, I'd say he's earned it. He's just been one of our consistent guys, and he's just a grinder. He will dive into anything. He's a fun guy to watch. So mnlaxhub.com, you got 5 days to vote for Luke Chorlton. Bring a little lacrosse love to Hastings. That'd be Minnesota lacrosse love to Hastings. It's always something to celebrate, right?
Now the Raiders prepare for that final game of the regular season Thursday at McNamara Stadium at Todd Field at 7 o'clock p.m. against the Henry Sibley Warriors. And we know that the Warriors have struggled this season rebuilding their very young program, but it's also one of those games where the Raiders have to come out and play their best, especially to get everybody into the game before playoffs. Coach Wasvik explains.
Yeah, it's just one of those games where, yeah, they're having a tough year, as a lot of teams are, you know, kids with COVID, kids not wanting to come back, is fear of COVID. It's been a tough year to cross the state for, I would just go ahead and say, all high school sports. And yeah, they're a young team. They're rebuilding for sure. And we haven't had that game yet this year where I've been able to just completely open up the benches. We get close, but you know, sometimes you look at some of these scores like Trimac game where we're up by 10. That's not the most comfortable lead in lacrosse. I was a part of one of my second or third year coaching. We were down against Park at halftime by 10 goals and we came back and won in overtime. And so it's one of those anything is possible kind of things. So hopefully that's the kind of game where I can get our starters in right away. They can prove to me that they're taking care of business, so to speak, and not just going through the motions, you know, assuming they're going to win. And then hopefully by the second half, we can get a lot of those other kids who haven't had much varsity time this year on the field at Todd, especially because you and I have had how many conversations about what Todd Field means to us. I want every kid to be able to have some good Todd Field stories, especially in a varsity game, and especially for these seniors who missed out last year. And honestly, 2 years ago, we weren't at Todd Field because they were working on it. We were down at the track field. So we got a few grades that are looking for some Todd Field memories to build, right?
The Raiders will try to build those home memories on Thursday night at 7 p.m. against Henry Sibley.